I'm Bull Whip from the Iron Skillet Podcast, and on this week's episode, we got one of the hardest working artists in the DMV, Hippie Shrinin. Last year, he built up a huge buzz by dropping video after video and constantly getting on shows to promote his name. We talked to him about the process and what it really takes to get your name out there. Here's the long-awaited interview with Hippie. Whoa.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Master Logo of the Iron Skillet. This week on the podcast, we have special guest Hippie Shrinin. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Chilling. How you doing?
Chilling. I'm good, man. Coming off original 310. Fuck up. This is an uncensored podcast, so we can say whatever the hell we want.
That's
so
lit. I be saying some crazy shit sometimes.
I figured you would. But go ahead into detail. How did that song come about? How did you know that you wanted Velly Gambino on that song, etc.?
All right. So 310. Fuck up. First of all, I wouldn't even like have dropped that song if Velly wasn't on there, because original 310 fuck up back in the day when I first moved to VA, mm-hmm. I met Velly, and they lived at like this 310,
the house
310. Mm-hmm. And then one day they got in trouble and came home, and their mom was just like, "Look at y'all, some 310 fuck ups."
Awesome. And shit!
Well, she gave them the name. All of a sudden, Velly made like, well, they all made like a little 310 fuck up like a family, mm-hmm. and then boom, that's where I got 310 fuck up from.
That's how I didn't know that. I knew everybody would ask me too, like, because I know you more than the rest of them know you. And they were like, what is 310 all about? And I'd be like, I think it's a house number. Like, it was on Highland, right?
Yeah, no, it was like Baker, the top of Baker.
The top of Baker.
That house at the very top of Baker. That's where we got 310 from. And all of a sudden, my man sent me a beat called Glock 9. And I was just in my car jamming. And I was like, 310, fuck up. And I was like, oh, hold
giving
up.
Giving back to it. Giving back to
the
roots.
I pulled the phone out while driving. Like, let me write this down real quick. This is it.
Who produced that joint?
His name's Meezy.
Okay.
Meezy. I don't know where he's from, but that's one of my main.
Because I've seen you've been getting some joints off of Quet.
Produced by Quet.
Yeah.
He's fire,
yeah.
Bro.
That Beautiful Mess joint. It's crazy.
I was about to talk about that. Yeah.
I just recorded a joint called Hangout, and that's when I was singing on. Mm-hmm. Like, middle man, we going straight to the.
I've seen that snippet on Instagram.
Yeah, that made it seem
like you had the label. You were like, the label won't let me put out more than 30 seconds. I was like, yo, he's.
Hey, that's awesome.
Triller won't let me do it.
Oh, word.
Yeah, the Triller video wouldn't let me go past 30 seconds. They never do.
Oh yeah, corny. Triller. I thought
you could do a whole fucking video.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be under like a minute. Like.
I thought so too. It was like, nah, I went for 30 seconds. I pressed it then with the 2 seconds. I'm like, whoa, they trying to play me.
I want to bring it back because I hear the dudes and I already hear the Baltimore accent. So obviously you said you moved to VA. Were you from Baltimore?
Yeah, I moved to Virginia in 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
I went to Hanley 10th grade. Then I got kicked out of Hanley, and I went to Sharando, 11th grade. Got kicked out of Sharando. Then I went to Dow J, and I got kicked out of Dow J.
Shit.
310, fuck up.
Yeah.
I came out here to fuck shit up.
Uh-huh.
That's why I started chilling with the hippies. And all of a sudden, doing too much acid got me chilling.
Get you laid back.
Yeah.
Be like that.
Do you mean?
I asked right no more though, like I used to. But yeah. Fucking with them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I even had a tattoo on my arm for the LSD molecule.
So is that how Hippie Shrinin came about with the name?
Well, Hippie, yeah. Shrinin, I made a Shrinin up. I made Shrinin up like probably 8 years ago.
What is that?
All right, so Shrinin, at first, it was just a thing. I would just say stupid shit, like anything could be Shrinin. You know, I'm like, let me get the Shrinin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was a funny word.
Yeah.
It was like smell at, chalan. I just made up hella dumb shit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we started doing Blow a little too much, mm-hmm. at one point in life, and all of a sudden people just started referring to Shrinin to Blow. So Shrinin means Blow now.
No.
But I stopped doing Blow.
But it's a long evolution.
Yeah.
You know.
So people always think I got it. And I'm like, no, bro, I don't fuck with it. Just because I'm
getting out here.
Yeah.
You know what I always say is Wope, my logo, it has a broad meaning. It can mean hey, it can mean, you know, so many different things, and that sounds like what you got with Shrinin.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of creation.
What is the official pronunciation now that I got you right here? Because there's, you know, that you think there's a vowel in there somewhere, but
Shrinin.
Shrinin.
Yeah. Do it again.
Yeah, I need to hear Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon.
Chalan.
You're like a Simpsons.
We had a whole thing, Kentucky Fried Chalan. I made my whole lingo up, bro. I got like people all in Connecticut. My homies up there, they go crazy. Uh-huh. They keep the whole like lingo going up there. They're like my biggest fans up there.
You know, that's awesome. That's funny you say Connecticut, because we had OD Dabber down here last year on the podcast, and he said, I was about to say, how did y'all link up?
I want
to
know, too.
Big Dub Festival 2015.
Okay.
We were camped beside each other, and we met because he needed a blunt, I think. He needed a rap. The raps, me and Shaggy, my homie Shaggy. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, that's how we met him. At first, I didn't even talk to OD Dabber. I talked to, I talked to his friend. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. Some pizza-looking-making motherfucker. Yeah. You know, the Guidos, you know?
Yeah.
I just started going up to Connecticut a lot, and then it just became just OD Dabber and Sam.
It's a small world.
And that's crazy because y'all didn't even meet doing music. You know what I mean? Y'all met off some random stuff, and here y'all both are, both grinding in music.
Yeah, he's doing good, bro.
He is.
He's doing mad good.
He's been doing good.
We're hard on him.
Are you?
Yeah, because dubstep's different. You got to have a different sound. So especially my buddy Connor. You can't never find him. He's like, no social media. Connor gives him the most shit. That's why OD Dabber be like, he be making like more different like sounds with the dubstep. He's a beast. His work ethic is hard.
Yeah.
He's going to be my DJ whenever I make it.
Hell yeah.
I would have him do the same thing.
Dope.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, he's coming with me.
Hey, I'm just throwing out there. You should get him to remix one of your tracks. I think that'd be dope. Right, you know?
I got another buddy named Spencer. He remixed Beautiful Mess.
Nice.
With some nice ass beats and womps.
Damn. Should get him to make you a character on his cartoon that he's been pitching.
Is he still making that?
That's what he told us last year when he came on.
Yeah.
We told him it was a great idea.
Sounds dope. He told me about it a couple times. I need to get him on that. I told him I'd invest.
That'd be fine.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your tattoos. I always see you posting like at least 3 times a month you got a new tattoo, or at the time you were getting consecutive tattoos. Tell me a little bit about your favorite tattoo and which one means the most to you.
My favorite tattoo, damn, probably this will probably be one of my favorite tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lion, and then it's like a dream catcher and all that. I got it from Mike Matheny. He was a tattoo artist that passed away out here. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites because he passed away.
Yeah.
And he was like my mans.
Damn.
He was cool.
Sorry, R.I.P. But
yeah, good dude.
In memory of that man.
Uh-huh. I got the DMT on my throat, the molecule, and then I got the flower of life. I love that piece right there.
I remember when you got that shit, I was like, yo, he did it. He pulled the trigger. I was sitting back like, shit, I wanted to do that.
How many you got?
Probably like 60.
Damn.
I'd have lost count by then. Yeah. I'd have lost count of like 20. Like, I'm just done counting.
They just be hurting now.
Word. Yeah. You've had so many, it's like, man, this sucks.
The leg was a bitch, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cat dog, right?
I've got some on my leg, and it hurts when it's on the bone. But I feel you.
The cat dog was all the way around my knee.
Oh, yeah, I could imagine that hurts.
All the way around in my foot.
You got cat dog on your knee?
All the way around.
That's dope.
Yeah, a lot of cartoons. That was his thing for like a long time.
Yeah, he's got the Smurfs right here.
I got every like character of Nightmare Before Christmas on my back.
Oh, that's fire.
I got Invader Zim on my foot.
Invader Zim.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, I remember that.
All the Rocket Power. I got Courage, Hey Arnold. I got Rocka with his dog. I got Robot Chicken.
He's got all of Nickelodeon. That's half wild. Of Cartoon Network. Yeah.
He's going to get a sponsor in no time.
You need some like royalty checks from that
for
shit.
For sure.
From the tattoos?
Yeah.
See, I don't know how to do all that shit.
Yeah.
Just inquire. This is my year of being legit. Yeah. I'm focused on everything, trying to be legit with shit. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to do bigger things, you know? Because I'm thinking bigger than music, for real, for real.
Tell me
I
about
want music.
It.
I do music just... I love music, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I've found in life that I really love to do. Like, that's the only thing I can wake up to do every single day.
And the crazy thing is you, like, just popped out of nowhere. Like, I've known you for a long time. I never would have taken you for a rapper. But then I was like, yo, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
And then it took you, like, 3 months, and then you were, like, who you are today. You're Hippie Sherman. Like, you're credible. People recognize you. They recognize your music. And the shit really just seemed like it happened overnight.
Yeah, I've always freestyled with Veli and all them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Veli said I was one of the best freestylers like in the group. Like, when it comes to spitting, we would be lit drinking some E&J back in the day, just freestyle. And I just got bored. And I was like, you know what? Everything I'm doing in life, I don't like. The only thing I like is music, so I'm going to do this music shit.
Hell
and I started doing that. and my wordplay has just gotten so crazy. I've gotten like before I kicked out of school, I got college like offers to go to like Brown and all that for writing, Marshall.
Damn.
But I got kicked out.
I feel it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm bipolar with shit, so I have a good day. The next day, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this.
I feel it.
I want to dive into the new project, 10 months in.
Yes.
So that just dropped last month in January, and it's your first album, because before that, what was it, Smoke Goody, the EP? Just
I got Smoke
couple
Goody.
Songs. And that had the Richard Mille joint on it.
Mm-hmm.
Served
banger.
Yeah, that was a banger.
Yeah, it had some bangers.
That was a banger.
Yeah, videos for half of that EP.
Yes.
As well as this album.
For every one of them.
You might have. I might have missed one. Smoker, Smoker, you did a video for that. That was your first video?
I dropped it in March.
And that was under your name?
It's not even a year yet.
That was under your name, right? I remember it coming out, and I was like, But it was like your first appearance. It was when you first hit the scene. That's right.
Yeah, that was that would be 10 months. So March to January, you counting 10 months?
Yeah.
Is that 10?
Yeah.
And that's why it's called 10 months?
Roughly.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And so plus my daughter's on the joint. Nah, it's like you're in the womb for 10 months. Mm-hmm. 40 weeks is 10 months. So I was like, I didn't think about it until after I dropped it. I'm like, oh, shit. That's been good together.
My man took some of the Mario shrooms. Was like, yo, this is what it is.
Mario sounds on shrooms before.
For real?
Hell yeah. One time I had to walk away.
In the room.
Said, do 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 do. I got a shroom tattooed on me. I love the shrooms.
That's hilarious.
I've never dabbled in the shrooms. That's a whole other topic. Keep going, Brandon.
He's like, don't get me off track.
All right, so. You get both some features on there. You got Savvy Mall, of course. You got Velly on the 310. Hefty's on there. Lull 301. Matt Movin's
a beast.
Okay. And then, of course, you got SR Notice. That is actually my favorite joint on there. Old Wiz Flow.
Mm-hmm.
That joint goes hard.
We're doing a video to that Sunday.
Word.
Excellent.
And I'm doing a video to the Green Light.
With Savvy.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Fire. Y'all going to
so
top
you really
light.
Are just going to shoot a video for everything on there, which is dope.
Because he can.
I got to go to, for Matt Movin, I got to go to Tennessee. I met him through my buddy Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Isaiah's from Tennessee. He came up here and was like, yo, you got to like get a song with this dude. And I was like, I don't really care for it. So we linked us up. Never met him. Then Pain is about Isaiah. Isaiah died on a Roxy like 2 months ago.
Damn.
And he passed away. So after that, me and Matt just like linked up harder. We said, fuck that shit. We're like friends for a reason. We got linked up for a reason. Mm-hmm. We got to keep that shit going.
Yeah.
And I just did that song with him.
Yeah.
And it's just a fire song.
That's dope.
So that's one of the newer songs on the whole project.
Mm-hmm. The Hell on Earth.
How you have so many friends in so many places, man? Like,
I travel so much. I'm never in Virginia like that.
That's
everywhere.
I feel like you, from just talking to you for 5 minutes, I feel like you'd be making mad deep connections with people, though, like, off the rip. Because you feel like to have friends in all these different places, you know what I'm saying?
I just have a good heart. I look out for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know how to communicate.
Yeah.
And I just give off the energy people like.
Yeah.
I just be chilling.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Like, I'm not full of negative.
No,
like
I was going
to
say, you be chilling.
I used to like, back when I grew up in Baltimore, all I knew was negative. So when I came out here, I was just like so determined to like teach myself everything different than what I've learned.
Yeah.
Because I just grew up thinking like after that, I was like everything I was taught was basically a lie. So I needed to reestablish everything I've ever thought of. Just like I stopped listening to rap when I was 21.
Really?
I stopped listening to rap for 2 years. To get my mind right.
Just to take a break from all the negativity.
Straight dubstep.
Hey. There you go.
I was just chilling. I just need to get my mind right.
That's dope, man. That's awesome.
The festival kicked hard, and I met so many people with that shit.
Yeah. It seems like you made lifelong connections off of that, too. Not just like, oh, what's up? I'll hit you up every once in a while. It's like, that's your people's.
My closest homies are from festivals.
Yeah. That's
lit, straight up, lifelong friendships.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. How's it feel to hit 100K?
That shit was lit.
I saw that video. I was like, this
is
poppin'.
It went a lot farther than I pushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got more numbers than I thought it was going to get.
Yeah.
Because I pushed that on promos. Promoted the fuck out of that video.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just went over the mark.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's just running. It went over like 30,000 over the mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like,
yeah, no, you're killing it with that one.
I put that video so deep on YouTube to the point where, like, if you go search, like, if you click on the video you want to watch, my video was the commercial.
It was just like that's how, yeah.
That's how I got it like that.
Yeah.
The marketing people, bro, they're fucking lit. You find the right people.
That's fire.
It's just not cheap.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do it.
You got to invest.
I don't want to. Bots are like $35.
Yeah. Run it up. That,
I said, no, I need
yeah,
a real
but the
deal.
Real shit is like you got to invest the money.
I get like probably like 100 new subscribers every 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah,
damn. Marketing.
But you're super consistent with it though.
All the
you know?
Time. This is what I want. I'm getting old, bro.
Yeah,
I'm turning 27 on the 26th.
I feel it.
That ain't bad. I thought you were older than that.
Nah,
no offense.
Nah, you know.
Nah, that's dope, man. That's awesome.
Pushing myself.
Yeah,
pushing. I just want to do this, then I want to do like get properties, realty. Mm-hmm. You know, just own shit.
Own shit.
We're already my people's in Connecticut. They're already looking at property in Vermont, like 300 acres, so we can start doing hemp.
Oh, snap. That.
Nice.
Is it
start a business?
Hemp.
Hemp's legal. Hemp is legal anywhere. All, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fire, man.
Well, it's Vermont, though. Once you're deep in the woods, anything's legal.
But it's always cold in Vermont, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's why it's indoor. That's why they have some of the best weed. Maine, all that.
That makes sense.
Dude, before, 20 years ago, Maine had fucking festivals with weed. Nobody goes back there.
Motherfuckers was smoking with the caribous and shit.
Deep in the woods, bro.
High as a moose kite.
I believe
it. Bitch.
It's the low humidities.
He's like, I'm telling you that.
What it is. So, yeah, 10 months in, crazy that, you know, first project comes 10 months in, you shoot a video for, you're about to shoot a video for all of it. I got one last question off 10 months in. Hell on Earth. Was there influence from Mobb Deep on that?
No.
I see you be...
I love Mobb Deep.
Bro. I was about to say, I see you be posting about him.
When I got locked up in ERJ, I read a book that Prodigy made. Mm-hmm. I love Mobb Deep before that, but that shit, like, that shit just helped me, like...
That was
like,
a big eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he was on one. He had a third eye.
Yeah,
rest
he did.
The beast, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was a fucking...
R.I.P.P.
He's a beast.
Smart
man, too. Really smart.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, is probably why he's not here with us anymore. That's another conspiracy theory for another
egg,
day. I know, it's crazy.
Egg.
Turn into the
crazy.
Master
in a
podcast.
Hospital. In a hospital, choked on hard-boiled egg. But like I said, it's a conspiracy theory for another
That's
day.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had like, what's the Crohn's?
Yeah.
He had sickle cell.
Sickle cell. Man, my back been hurting all week.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, bro. We gave
But yeah, so all the videos you've been shooting, you've been staying consistent, rocking with Top Flight. He's got you right.
Yeah, I won't go nowhere else.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
That's respect.
I'll be in my inbox all day. I could do edits. I could do this. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, me and Top Flight, I just like a team to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Without him and without Veli, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
I feel
You know what I'm saying? Top Flight, yo, helps me with everything. All them shows I got, Top Flight, he put me on a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just helps my mind stay focused.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make sure I don't do dumb shit. I don't even spend money no more without asking Top Flight.
Yeah.
I would just music shit straight up,
That's
bro.
Smart.
I would drop money on stupid shit and this music
and
shit.
It'd be a waste, yeah.
And he'd be like, nah, bro.
Don't do that move.
If you're going to do that, let me fund you somewhere else. Then you can do this with that money.
And you'll get more bang for your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I feel
But shout out Mr. Top Flight and shout out Veli Gambino.
Yep. Yeah. If it ain't about Top Flight, it ain't right.
you go.
Is that the slogan? He should coin that.
But it's a lot easier working on set or, you know, doing performances or whatever with somebody you're, you know, used to working with. Does that make things easier?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, we got a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not just work. We became, like, good friends out of this shit. At first, I didn't know who it was at all. I just was doing this shit. And all of a sudden, bro, I've done so many fucking videos that, I see him all the time.
Yeah. Facts.
If I ever got an interview for, like, a label across the country, I'd buy a ticket.
I feel like bring him with you.
Straight. Yeah, as you should.
That's amazing.
I just got him to get his passport.
Yeah, so yeah, y'all can go out the country.
Europe one day.
Heck yeah, man.
That's fire. He traveled down to Florida to shoot the Richard Mille video, right?
See? I took him to Ohio, too, North Carolina. Ohio for Yellow Pain, North Carolina for Band Up Prince, for 100s or better.
Yeah, I seen you getting those features, too. What do you, for the future, do you plan on getting more features like that, or you think that's a thing in the past?
I've been looking for features, but I think my next feature is going to be Sauce Walker.
Yo, his whole team is wavy, bro.
Yeah.
Even their promotion team, their marketing team, anybody Sauce Walker.
They're fire, bro.
Yeah.
He's trying to co-sign me right now.
Word.
But yeah, I just got to put in more work fucking with them.
I feel it.
They don't play.
No, I mean, that's exciting, though. Isn't that motivating?
Hell yeah, it's dope.
Hell yeah.
They got eyes on you.
How I look at it, if they want me, then my people looking at me right now.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to keep doing it. I got his manager's number and everything. He be hitting me up sometimes trying to work.
That's dope, man.
Never get too excited, you know? And know your worth, too.
Hell yeah, I've gotten fired, bro. I was like, next year, I'm going to be more crazy. Because all I know is progression.
Yeah, every year is going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
I should be pushing and pushing and pushing. I can't stay in one spot. I ain't no bum.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be broke. Hell no. I can't ask people for nothing. I'm just going to do all this on my own.
Hell yeah, man. How do you be booking so many shows? Because you stay moving and you're all over the place.
Mainly, Top Flight got me like a lot of them.
Yeah, just connect.
Other than that, like when I did Say Cheese, when they dropped me, people hit me up from like North Carolina and shit and asked me to come do shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody just hit me up from Houston.
That's dope. Talk
about doing a show out there.
Hell yeah, man.
You ever think about starting a tour?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm trying to get on one right now. It's hard, though. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. I haven't even been doing this shit a year yet, so I'm still trying to
You're like, how do I even
out.
Set up a tour?
Mm-hmm. But I know I'm going to do it up north first if I do a tour.
That's what I would do. Start from here and travel north for about 2 weeks and then come back down. Like
I'd sell out a show in Connecticut.
Word. Oh yeah, day. I know. All you day. Go you go to the grimy part of Connecticut too, probably, don't you?
I go. My friends don't even let me get Airbnbs no more because I always
motherfuckers
them
break
in
into them and shit.
Nah, I just find them in the hood all the time. like, we step out in Jersey one time. You hear five shots go off.
And they're like,
and I'm
nah.
I'm just keep walking, and they're just like. I'm like, what, bro?
What's gonna happen?
Mind your business and just keep going.
Yeah, act like nothing happened.
Oh my gosh. That's
wild. We were on like the cuff in Chicago. We were like right there. It's like,
yeah.
One block this way is the hood, and one block this way is gentrification.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was real wild.
I ain't never been to Chicago.
It's lit.
I don't think I've ever been to Illinois.
Every convenience store you walk into has glass this thick between you and the fucking clerk.
Bro, hell yeah. They be shooting shit out
and
there.
Me and Travis were in the convenience store in Chicago, not to get deterred, but. There was this kid in front of me, and I was behind him. And then another kid walks in, and he got, like, a wife beater on, just, like, real Chicago shit.
Oh,
goes like this.
Yeah.
And, like, before we knew it, I was like, yo, he's about to get robbed. But he was just playing with his friend. Like, he ran into his friend and was like, ha-ha, you were scared. And he was really scared,
wasn't he?
He was really scared.
He
like,
was freaking out.
You could kill me.
Shit ain't no joke out there.
Yeah. No, hell no, bro.
That shit's not as funny. Yeah. Motherfuckers really do die out of nowhere for nothing.
For sure.
Every day.
That's why he was freaking out.
That's why a lot of people around here think this place is shitty. Nah, bro. I know shitty. This is not shitty. This Winchester is a nice place.
Damn right.
Just, you got to know who to surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you can't get the vibe, then stay the fuck up by yourself and focus on getting that money.
Yep. Which is what you probably did for a while, right?
Hell yeah,
you
I don't even live out here no more. I moved to Bunker Hill.
Smart man.
Outside,
Right around the corner, I was like, yo, what's up, Sharon?
This place is a distraction sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if everybody knows you. So that's why I just get out the way, be chilling a lot. Sometimes I can't even go to a bar without people be trying to start some shit because of music.
Yeah,
they want
and
some
you're
extra
like,
clout.
Dude,
you ain't getting
I'm
it from me.
Chilling, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just chill. Don't nobody affect my vibe. Don't nobody affect my energy unless you touch me. Other than that, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'll just be chilling with them. I don't care.
Every time I've ever come across you, it's been nothing but good vibes, nothing but love. Like,
yeah, I tried, bro.
Yeah, we had a good time that Big Ten showcase that night. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever really chopped it up with you. And, like, that was fun. We was having a good time.
You're fire with the bars.
I appreciate
that. All y'all are fire with that shit.
I appreciate
it,
man. And you as well, though.
You
as well, though.
You too,
T-Clan. T-Clan.
He
was on one song once.
I know you got bars.
He goes by Ice Cream.
Ice Cream.
Yeah, that's my rap name, Ice Cream.
Ice Cream on the track.
It's on the deep, dark depths of YouTube.
My family used to have ice cream trucks. Everybody called me Ice Cream back in the day. So I was like, fuck it.
Get a face tattoo.
Yeah.
Get a face tattoo.
Next week.
Face tattoos, bro.
Next week he's pulling
what
the trigger.
What if he gets the T-Clem on his tongue?
Oh, my God.
The big circle.
It's your lip.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going to fade too quick.
I'm going to pop one of them shirts. You guys got to get one of them T-Clem shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we'll be over there on the couch. Slide.
Come through.
I got to get one of them your little people things too, you know.
The Stanley joints.
Stanley,
yeah, I got some Stanley hats over there on the rack.
Yeah,
I'll hook you
what's
up. I'll give you
shirt
one.
Though.
I
don't rock hats like that. 2XL.
You got one?
Stanley.
We'll look.
He's like,
we'll look.
We'll check it out
after the podcast. Shit.
I just want to
go on record and say, 2019, you were the most consistent artist around, whether it was putting out singles or performances. I don't think anybody did more performances than you. Last year in 2019.
The area. I don't even know how much I did, like 20,
So
20, I think around 20 shows.
From one of the most consistent artists over a decade, I'll give it up to you. You could take the throne, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate
you
it.
You are Mr. Consistent at the moment, and nobody is out grinding you in there.
It's
area.
Like working at a kitchen. If there ain't nothing to do, there's always something to do. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
You could find something to do.
Mm-hmm. It's like Top Flight told me, if you ain't doing nothing, just keep posting shit like from your page onto your page again. Repost mm-hmm. all day, every day.
Yeah.
Man, that shit like, it gets attention. Mm-hmm. If you keep seeing my shit pop up, you're going to be like, fuck it.
I'm going to look at this. This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
do this.
Hell yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out new things. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah, why not? You got to see what works.
I feel like one of the amazing things about your personality that I like, because I'm this way too, is like you're super humble and you're just trying to grow, you know?
That's
and
it.
Like even that night when I met you, you were just like asking a bunch of questions. You're like, yo, I'm just trying to learn. I'm just out here trying to learn and be better. I feel
up
like
front,
sometimes people's pride gets in the way.
People shouldn't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say I'm the best. I'm going to let the people speak for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, because I know I'm not the best. But I know I'm not the worst. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Facts.
There's like a lot of the good talent out this motherfucker. That's why I'm going to get everybody on my songs before I die.
Yeah.
Everybody that I like that does music is going to be on one of my tracks.
Heck yeah, man. That's I'm cool. excited for you.
Y'all fire. So know y'all coming.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm here for it.
Hey, be sure to feature Iron Skillet coming soon.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's a long ass song, though.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. We did that shit all 2018.
That's so funny.
We back to back in 12.
Yeah.
I know one of like my favorite song on 10 months in is Greenlight, probably.
Really?
What's that?
Yo, I mm-hmm. rock with that joint hard.
That joint flows, yeah.
The two flows, I really like Savvy's flow. I think he's unique. Like, he hits the pocket of things that you've heard from certain artists before, but he's got that sound that nobody else has.
I was about to say, he's got a sound, and mm-hmm. just like you got a sound, and you got ad-libs, too.
Yeah,
you know,
nice,
very distinguishable ad-libs.
Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get nice, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get fire. And I got, like, I don't sound the same in none of my songs, unless it's that trap shit. Trap shit, the trap music is my least favorite, the songs that do. Like 310 Fuck Up least. And shit. That was my least favorite one.
But
it would
be the easiest ones. Yeah, it'd be the easiest
hard.
Ones.
That's what people want. You know what I'm saying?
It's not super challenging to do that, but that's what everybody's like super hyped to.
Mm-hmm. My kind of music I like to do is like Pain or mm-hmm. Hell on Earth. You know what I'm saying? I like shit like
Beautiful
that.
Beautiful Mess and shit like
Beautiful
that.
Beautiful Mess like, is lit.
I know.
I flowed on that zone.
That's your second highest grossing song, not to point it out, but I noticed on YouTube, I think you got the second most views on that shit.
At 38,000?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's nice. It got a lot of love.
Yeah.
That's
that
my
was
favorite.
All organic. My man's doing his damn thing.
Dude, all organic. Mm-hmm. I don't do that bot shit.
Don't do
that. For everybody
bot
out
shit.
There, we don't do that bot
yeah.
shit.
That bot shit.
Don't
Yo,
do
the, most of the artists that I listen to now, the only way I found them was promotions. Like Yellow Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Pain, that motherfucker promoted so hard. And I was like, yo, who's this dude popping up on my YouTube? And I seen Influence. And I'm like, he going crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit him up right now and do a song. And that's
Hell
why
yeah.
I hopped on that. And he just went viral for that.
That's fine.
Vote, the voting song.
Oh, shit.
You never heard it?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I know Bill Clinton's daughter retweeted it.
Damn.
Then that's big. That's big time.
Yeah,
he went crazy about it.
That's dope.
Shit. My man's Latrap. Pulling, he better be out this way. You know, shout out Latrap. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Latrap.
Yeah, he got the merch.
That's crazy, man.
Well, we see you're about to put out your own merch. Can we talk about that real quick?
It's that Turner Entertainment merch. It's, the first one that I'm dropping, just because we did the bump doesn't mean we're friends. And then the back says smell at, and there's Hippie Turner on front and back. And then I'm going to have exclusive drops. For every tape I drop, I'm only going to have 50 shirts for each tape, and I'm going to sign my name on them.
That's smart.
That's like that for every tape you're gonna have. That's it. Unless I love you.
You got it or you didn't get it. Yeah.
And now I'm gonna have the like other merch that's all year round. Like the one I just did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have it all year round. They're not hoodies, y'all. Everybody keep asking, is there hoodies? If you want hoodies, it's like $40.
That's what I'm saying. Because you gotta make your money.
Well, yeah, I got excited. You know what I'm saying? That was mine. I was just like, they're gonna be shirts. I said at the top, shirts.
Fact.
But I got excited. Fact. I'm like, yo, look at this.
Yeah.
I had to post that quick.
That's
like, this
so
is
funny.
When I first seen it, I thought it was a lyric. I'm like, damn, this. I missed that lyric completely.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just saying, he be coming
but
up shit.
How I make my music, I'll be driving, and all of a sudden, I just like, would think of something, and I'd be like, that's hard, and I just write it down on my phone. So I have topics all in my phone. Mm-hmm. I just go off of one topic, and I can write a whole song from that topic that I put in my phone.
Nice.
And that's how I go.
Tune in, pay attention to what my man's saying.
I was going to ask that, like, what is your writing process? Like, where or when do you feel most comfortable? Like, me, I'm either writing at work or it's late night, like, after I get home.
I'm a morning person. I wake up at, like, 5:30 every morning. No matter what time I go
just
to sleep.
Just throw some beats on, let it rock.
I'll be watching my daughter.
Take care of the little one.
Mm-hmm. She likes to be singing now to me. She be trying to, over my voice. Yeah. I have to be rapping to her. We be coming up with some fire songs.
He's stealing flows from his little one.
we found a secret.
I don't know why else, though.
Yeah, that's his plug.
I love it,
though. Hey, that's dope, though. He's giving her writing credits already, you know?
I feel like I feel like y'all should understand how important that is because, like, I probably wouldn't be doing, I don't know if I would have found my way to this if it wasn't for me seeing my uncles do that shit and encouraging me when I was like excited to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that y'all are introducing your kids to that and being like, yo, if you like this, do it.
Like, if you like it.
You know what I'm saying? If it makes you happy, do that shit. That's important. So I feel like props to y'all for doing some shit you love and letting your kids see that because that's important.
Yeah, kids be getting on my nerves sometimes. Yeah. I'm third. I'm about to have a whole nother baby again.
Yeah.
My third one. Congrats.
Yeah.
Just don't turn into, what was Michael Jackson's dad's name?
Oh, God, Joe.
I ain't going to be Jackson.
Yeah, no.
Hey, man, if you want to play basketball, you can play basketball. If you want to go sell a dime, go sell a dime. Just don't get
Don't bring that shit around the house.
My kids ever want to smoke, I'll tell them to just come smoke with me. So you know where you're getting that shit from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But they got to be old enough.
Yeah, I feel it.
I heard that story.
I feel it.
A lot growing up.
No, for sure.
One of my writing processes, how we did Lost in Space, just woke up. We didn't have nothing. All we had was a 5-hour studio session. And we just went inside the studio, me, Hefty, and Carlos, and just wrote, did an EP.
Damn.
Not from nothing, just from scratch.
How many songs does it consist of?
Five.
Five.
We only got four so far, but I gotta go back to the studio.
So we got Hippie, Richie Rico, and Young Hefty.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in Space. When's that dropping?
It's gonna drop probably on my birthday, February 26th.
Hell yeah. Yo, you and my sister's birthdays are back to back.
She's 27.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. I knew you was good people's because she was so hyped to tell me about your stuff.
Icy. Yeah, I love Sakara.
Yeah, she loves you too,
Sakara,
man.
Sakara has been people's ever since Saranda.
She has nothing but good stuff to say about you. And she's so excited to watch this interview. So she sent me some stuff to ask you. I was like, all right, I got you.
Let's jump into it.
Well, I that's why I got them. I already asked them.
That's
I had them in there.
Right?
Always got something to say.
She always shows love. She put me onto you when you were shooting that video in the mansion, the big
smoker.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm supposed to go out to my friend. She said Matt. She said I'm supposed to go out to his place. He's shooting a video, and I was like, who's that? And she pulled up your videos.
Shout out Jamie Chanel. You know what I'm saying? They were twerking.
Yeah, they were.
I was like, yo, I'm never taking that picture down. Yeah. That's that picture right there. Yeah. That's going to be shining. Yeah. That's what it is.
Definition.
Nice mom is right there.
Right there.
Just be wild.
Nah, that's awesome, man. Well, it sounds like you got so much good stuff coming.
I would always refer to you as Matt to other people, and they'd be like, who are you talking about? And
that's because you know me since
I
moved here.
I know you since, like, a minute ago, but
caretaker,
like Hippie Sherman, caretaker. They give us the Rice Krispie treats on deck.
Yeah, I feel that.
The juices.
Yeah, we'd be fucking them. I used to walk up in that joint, we used to be sneaking them.
Trying to get more.
Yeah. Or you get cool with one of the caretakers, and they'd be like, yeah, you could take five of them.
Get the little juice boxes. He's like, come on, take the juices.
They'll never get it, bro. They'll never understand. Good times.
Some nice pictures in this joint. Good quality. That's from you?
That's him.
All the time.
On his grind.
He good with it. Trouble Man C Clem, y'all. If you need that, what's that joint called? The little flyers and shit.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's who makes all mine.
He be hooking it up.
Hit my man's up out of nowhere real quick. I'm like, hurry up.
I need it tonight.
I know.
I always do like that, bro. I need that shit right now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He turns it over to me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Always.
I don't be trying to fuck with nobody else with it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So is there anything that you would like to tell to upcoming aspiring artists who are in the same boat as you right now?
Don't let the stress get to you. Don't let, like, people try. People going to hate. You know what I'm saying? People going, hey, people going to talk shit. Mm-hmm. You can't let that shit affect you. Oh, they going to say you suck? Like, fuck it. And people have told me I was trash. Oh, they still do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You don't pay my bills. You know what I'm saying?
You still see my numbers?
Mm-hmm. I get fans now.
I know you
do. I gain fans every day, and that's just beautiful. I love it. I just can't give up. Sometimes I'll be like, man, damn. But I will not give up because I've invested so much into this shit. I refuse to give up.
Oh, it's too late now. You can't go back, or you're just silly. Like, you know what I'm saying? What else are you going to do anyway?
You know, what am I going to do after that? I'm going to be bored. I'll probably be homeless after that. Like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
Feel it. Like, look, Billy Gambino just dropped a song.
You know, I couldn't give it up, bro.
That could have been me.
I love this shit. I'll be in the booth knocking shit over. When of I'm course. Vibing, mm-hmm. You can't have nothing around me in the studio because I'm in that bitch.
Going crazy.
Yeah, tall as shit, too. I don't think people know, like, he's like 7 foot tall, bro.
Nah, I'm like 6'3". Yeah. I'm 6'2" and three quarters. You there know you what go. We're going with 6'3".
It matters.
For the ball team.
Yeah.
I'm only good up and down the court. That's it.
We're just going to keep you on offense or keep you on defense. You just stay on one side.
I cherry pick.
He's got to be cherry picking.
That's what you got to do. I used to love playing ball.
I'm out of shape, bro.
What are you most excited for people to see differently and the stuff that you got coming out that's different from anything you put out before?
I'll be singing on this new joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They gave me a little auto tune. I was like, ooh, we got it sound like Beyonce. I'm like, fuck this Sasha up. Like, you done did it, Dip. Shout out Dip, Too High, Too Heavy. I'm like, you done did it. Put this on there. Or just my wordplay, bro. Wordplay is crazy. Like on Greenlight. Greenlight is fire. Yeah. Or Old Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my wordplay is getting nice.
Yeah. That title's crazy, too.
Old Whistler?
Yeah, that title's
crazy. You progressed a lot over the months. Like,
we see
I really got to give it to him. He's come a long way 100%. In the short amount of time that you've been doing it.
Undoubtedly. I have a vision on something. I have that vision. Mm-hmm. It's a straight road. Like Biker Boys. You know, you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
They tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision,
that's
all
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tunnel vision. I want that shit so bad. But I got so much shit that I went further than that. That's why I had to get to this point to get to everything else that I want.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to stop.
There you go, man.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
And I've seen so many rappers get famous, bro, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yo,
yep.
Like, okay, I'm fire compared to a lot of these motherfuckers
that's
famous.
It.
You know what I'm like? It's just the creativity.
I
got to, like, dig deep in my mind. That's, like, 310 fuck up. I had to go deeper with the creativity, and that's just going to catch people's, like, ears. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But there's another joint that I'm about to go do for the Lost in Space. I got, like, I just wrote the hook for that. That shit's going to be hard.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to hear everything that you got coming. And it seems like you have a clear vision. You know what you're trying to do. You're about it. So it's only a matter of time. And I feel like you're inspiring and motivating a lot of other people around here. Like, I know when I see people that I look like that I think are killing it, that are consistently putting work out, it just makes me excited to want to work hard and continue to put stuff out. So
it's facts that we got people on their shit right now.
Yeah,
me and Top Flight making people on their shit.
Yeah, you are.
You should.
Straight up. Like 100%. Videographers and shit popping out of Woodworks now trying to work hard. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Like hard, like you said.
100%.
The Top Flight, yo, is one of the best like videographers in DMV to me.
All
the
time. Grinding, man.
That's your man.
I see him popping up all the time with different artists that I didn't even know did music, you know?
Yeah, they be always telling me, but when he does, like, music, when he does videos for other artists, like Neff and all them, like, they be asking about, he'd be sharing it for other places, and I'm like, that's love.
I believe it, yeah. Because I was about to say, I've never seen him, like, I've never seen him do anything other than a Hippie Sherman video. I haven't looked into it.
He has so many artists.
I've seen
bro.
A lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot.
We met some people in Harrisburg, PA. Isaac Leo and them, I seen. Oh, yeah. They got one from Top Flight. Yeah. But you got to think, whenever somebody looks up Top Flight, they're seeing Hippie Sherman.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And you're a unique image, too. You know what I'm saying? So they see you, and you got the glasses on, and you're like white. Of all things, you know.
A lot of people say, like, I don't, they be like, oh, he rapping like that, but that's not who he is. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm like, motherfuckers don't know my life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know my past. None of that. I came through for a hard motherfucking past.
Yeah.
That's why I be chilling. I don't got to prove myself to these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm like, think what you want. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to do me, save me, and anyone I do shit about it.
Yeah.
This is me. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
As it should be.
I don't be faking for nobody. It's well, just be lit.
At any rate, tell the people where they can find you on all platforms.
You can find me at Hippie Shine. It's HIPPIESHRNIN. I got mm-hmm. Shine tattooed on my leg.
Do you?
Yeah, it's what on is my it? Knee.
What does it say right here on your forearm?
Cat dog one? And Shernan on it.
Shirley, my mom's
Shirley,
name.
Shirley, okay.
That's mm-hmm. dope.
Yeah, what I'm going to do for dope. My knee, I got the Shernan, and I'm going to get my little dude from Smoke Goody on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a weed leaf and a bottle of ranch.
A bottle of ranch. That's my man. Like, I wouldn't expect any less from Hippie Shernan. Like,
I can't stamp it. I don't fuck with ranch.
It's inevitable.
You like blue cheese, bro?
Not blue cheese.
Right, it looks like a Catalina. Right. Catalina type.
I don't like mayonnaise. Don't I don't like ranch. I don't like blue cheese.
You don't like the white ones.
Italian, yeah, Italian vinaigrette.
Sour cream.
I rock with sour cream.
I bet.
I get down with sour
cream. I can keep with that.
I like the salsa cheese. Kind of guy, I guess. I don't
salsa?
Know.
See, I be getting heartburn, bro. Salsa.
I like the hot stuff.
I love hot sauce.
Sriracha.
But oh, man, I put that on everything.
I love sriracha. It's got that taste that no other hot sauce has.
If you ever like... get the pasta from Outback, you got to get sriracha with it.
Do they put sriracha on it?
No, you gotta ask for it. Oh, shit. Oh. I used to work there, so I'd be knowing.
It's probably extra.
You'd be knowing.
Nah, they had the convenience fee.
Tell them, fuck them.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of hot things, 10 Months In is out now.
Yep.
Stream that on any platform.
All of them except SoundCloud, because I don't know how to put myself
And
on
he's got music videos for, like, every song on there. Shooting two more this weekend.
Yeah.
This man's grinding on a mission.
Shit gets expensive.
Got... So many shows coming up. I've seen like two new ones that you just posted this week.
I got one tomorrow and right outside Cumberland. It's hosted by Trilla Trills and Top Flight. It's like in Wrigley, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of
it. Okay, I've seen that one.
At
my place.
My place bar.
Yeah.
Actually, for that area, uh-huh. that is the only place I've seen in that area that gets a lot of attention.
Word.
Hell yeah.
He gets love.
It's about to be lit tomorrow. Right?
And he's got Gotta Fest.
Yeah.
He's on Gotta Fest playing at night.
Yep, yeah. Saturday night at 8:15.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Lit.
I'm psyched for it.
You gonna stay sober until you go on stage?
Never can.
He said nah.
Hell no.
He said nah.
Hey, play at the end of the night, you'd be like, fuck.
Hey, he don't smoke cigarettes no more, so he's gonna be all right.
Yeah. Well, actually, my last show in Baltimore, I was sober.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was by myself. Well, I was with Ed, you know what I'm saying? Ed Chambers.
Edward Chambers, yeah.
He came with me. And I was just in that. Yo, I killed that. When I got on the stage at first, I'm a white boy. So they were like, oh, all right.
Of course.
By the end of the fucking my set, I had everybody standing up on my shit like, okay, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. I be coming up here. My energy be lit up there.
Yes.
That's what people fuck with, too, is the energy, the cadence, like, and what you deliver to everybody.
You got to show them you're not scared.
Definitely.
You know?
I just be nervous. But, yo, that's the thing about me. People be always be like, I got anxiety. I can't do this. I've been diagnosed with bipolar. I got anxiety. I got all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to do a lot of shit, but I'll catch a flight to fucking Asia right now by
coronavirus
myself.
And figure
if
it out.
If that shit wasn't the going, the yeah. virus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just go to places by myself. I push myself through everything.
Dog, before you get off, I want to talk about you were in Turkey. Right?
Yeah, this shit was sketchy.
What? Sketchy?
They don't like it. I got face tattoos and shit. I'm a white dude, and they're all looking at me like,
nobody else had face tattoos out there?
Nah, you got only the crazy UK people.
yeah.
And they'd be like mad hatter crazy, right?
Damn. Yeah. I seen one of them with a cut on his eye. Like all the way down. I'm like, that's some cartoon shit, bro. I've seen that before.
You're like, wow.
But he was real loud, like prisoner, like he broke out.
Yeah, it was a little like they fight knives a lot out there. They're not allowed to have guns.
Oh. What were you doing out there?
Yeah, what was that about?
Turkey was just a layover for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there for a little bit, and then I got the flight to Italy, and then I went to Croatia.
Fire.
You were just traveling?
Festival.
Oh, for a festival?
Outlook festival, Croatia.
Yeah.
That's when I was on the boat party.
Damn.
Listening to some heavy, dark dubstep.
That's amazing, man. That sounds so much
pretty
fun.
Pretty white girls.
European joints be bad.
I'm hip.
They all in shape. They all ride bikes.
They just all have armpit hair. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I ain't never checked that.
I ain't never looked into that.
You know,
I just
know.
Feel like they do. I don't know. Grab it's a stereotype.
I ain't trying to get locked up out there looking for armpit hair. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Rape!
Fuck
he
that.
Grabbed me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to Amsterdam this month.
Oh,
I'll
leave
on the 25th.
Hell yeah.
Amsterdam. You be there for your birthday? Hell yeah.
So. That's what I did it for.
Awesome.
Nice. You going to go to the coffee shop first thing?
I've been kicked out of coffee shops out there already. Smoked too much weed.
Oh, they give you a cutoff, don't they? Like, it's a limit, like beer. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I smoke too much. And they like, Piers, you smoke Piers? Because they do spliffs. They put tobacco with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I ain't smoking that shit.
Hell no. Fuck
they
out of
here. They won't smoke my shit.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, you're about to live it up for your birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to Miami on March 18th after that.
She about and to be moving.
Denver on 420.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Well, safe Mind travels you. And all yeah, of that, man. Definitely. Safe travels.
I'll be fine. Yo, that Amsterdam trip, bro, I can get y'all tickets right now round trip for $350.
Damn. I didn't know it was that.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. We got to leave from JFK, though.
That ain't bad. $350.
Nah, that's not a far drive at all.
As long as it's not Reagan, because dead birds got delivered to the airport.
Oh, God.
It's Dulles, right?
Was it Dulles?
Dulles, yeah.
With the dead birds?
Mm-hmm.
Scary, bro.
I'll say, Hippie knows the news. He be sharing it. Like, mm-hmm. I be informed off of what he shares.
That's from the psychedelics. He'd be like, yeah. He'd be in the house like,
he sees some crazy news article, he's sharing it. I'm like, oh, word?
This is real?
I'd be geeking on
that. That's where I get my news from.
I'd be sharing the fuck out on Facebook. I'd be lunching. Like, it's just wild.
I see that a lot lately. Like you rock with Freddie Gibbs, or you know who I'm referring to? Like, his Instagram story, he'll, like, pull all the funniest shit that pops up on Twitter and this and that. And, like that's where I'll see it first. And then, like, a week later, I'll see somebody share it on Facebook or, you know what I mean? Like, so I guess what I'm saying is you sharing them news articles and stuff, you're staying, like, people are tuned into you because you're sharing relevant stuff that they want to see.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah,
and it's not even music related.
Most of it ain't. I be geeking on Facebook, bro. Yeah. I see a lot of fucked up shit. Sometimes people are like, where you find this at? I follow like 1,000 pages, bro. I don't know. I like all the pages I see. I keep liking all of them. That's why I find all the craziest shit.
I feel it.
His content is superior when it comes to that shit.
I'm always posting something. Got to. There's always something to do.
Facts.
Damn right. Well, at any rate, this is the Iron Skillet Podcast. Shout out to our special guest, Hippie Sherman. You can find him anywhere on any platform. HIPPIESHRNIN.
Sherman.
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 Thank you, guys. Kentucky Fried Challenge.
Have a great night, everyone.
Peace.